Lolita, light of my life, fire of my loins, my sin, my soul. Lolita.
Vladimir Nabokov's novel about middle-aged Humbert Humbert's doomed obsession with the nymphette Lolita has stirred prurient literary interest since its publication in 1955. But now Lolita is generating a different kind of literary controversy. German scholar Michael Marr has written an article about an obscure short story published in 1916. It was written in German. It's called Lolita, and it tells the story of a middle-aged man's fixation with a young girl. Dr. Marr is on the phone from his home in Berlin. Welcome to the program, Dr. Marr.
Hi.
First of all, just how similar is Nabokov's Lolita to the short story Lolita that was published some 40 years earlier?
Well, you know, you compare a 300-page novel to a 19 or 18-page short story. First of all. Second, you compare one of the finest pieces of modern literature to a piece of literature which is second or even third rate. If you have a closer look to the short story of von Lichtberg, it's not only the same name of the girl and the same title. She's the one who seduces the narrator, like with Humbert Humbert.
What are the chances, do you think, that Nabokov actually read the earlier Lolita?
This, of course, is the most difficult question to answer, because you normally underestimate the chances of coincidence, so to speak. Can this be coincidence? Of course it can, because you never can rule out coincidence. This is the very concept of coincidence, that you cannot rule it out. But it remains tricky. Personally, I would, of course, think it quite plausible that he did read it, in fact.
If Nabokov read it, then, has he committed plagiarism?
Nabokov had no need to crib. He was not a plagiarist. He was a genius on his own. If we started to speak of plagiarism with Nabokov, then Shakespeare would have been in jail, to put it simply. In art, you don't need to be Jesus to turn water into wine. Still, you could say that perhaps he did read it, but then just forgot about it, which is a phenomenon which is not so rare.
How did you find out about the short story, the 1916 story, Lolita?
This was really the purest and most incredible coincidence. I just happened to be at a birthday party at some neighbor here in my house, and teacher, whom I did not know before, he said, I have a small book, which he had bought some 20 years before in Berlin, and there is a short story with the title of Lolita. I said, no, this is not possible. He said, yes, it is true. And he showed me the book. And then I did what scholars used to do. I just compared the two texts.
Michael Marr's article, Curse of the First Lolita, appeared in the April 2nd issue of the Times Literary Supplement. Dr. Marr joined us from his home in Berlin. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening.